I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening. KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A fraternity at the University of Utah could be in hot water after part of Hogle Zoo was trashed over the weekend, and a knife flashed at a carousel operator. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, a 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting at Tanner Park yesterday. Three people were shot and taken to the hospital critical. One of them died today. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We do have some heavy and slow traffic northbound Bangor Highway between 3500 and 2100 South, and a crash by the Walgreens on Redwood Road in West Jordan. This is going to be just north of 7800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Out of Batwoman, some sunshine at 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, some sunshine. We're at 71 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Venting against scientists, President Trump in Prescott, Arizona for a campaign rally, talking to reporters without wearing a mask.
Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time, and you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it.
Mr. Trump said the same thing 4 years ago about his then-opponent Hillary Clinton. No evidence in either case. Earlier in the day, the president's target was the nation's top infectious disease expert.
Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
President, in a conference call to campaign staffers, Biden's campaign says with Election Day now just 15 days away, President Trump is using staunch opposition to science as his closing argument. Biden's not campaigning today. He's prepping for Thursday's debate. California's governor is setting another hurdle. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Governor Gavin Newsom assigning a team of scientists to independently review the safety and efficacy of any COVID-19 vaccine that ends up getting FDA approval. The governor saying before a vaccine is available here in California, his team will review the science to make sure the vaccine is safe.
Six Russian military officers now charged in the U.S.
Federal prosecutors accused current and former Russian military intelligence officers of using advanced malware to destabilize or retaliate against Ukraine, France, Georgia, the 2018 Winter Olympics, and investigations of suspected Russian attacks with nerve agents.
No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and irresponsibly as Russia.
Assistant Attorney General John DeMare said some of the same defendants were previously involved in Russia's interference with the 2016 presidential election. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
American Airlines has plans to begin a slow reentry of the Boeing 737 MAX in late December or early January, flying between Miami and New York. Plane's been grounded since March of 2019 following a pair of deadly crashes. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Your voice, your vote. 14 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
And for those who've changed their address or are homeless, voting in this upcoming election is still doable. But KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports you have to speak up.
If you find yourself homeless, Utah Director of Elections Justin Lee says you can still vote. However, you'll need a mailing address to get your ballot.
But sometimes someone without a permanent address will use something like the homeless shelter or a friend's house that they could call their address for voting purposes.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says same-day voter registration's also open to you, but it's better to do it ahead of time.
Because the requirements are higher for same-day registration. The individual doing same-day registration has to fill out a form, and it's much like their voter registration form, and they have to provide not only ID, as all in-person voters do, but proof of residency, and that's where it gets really hard.
As for newbies, Justin Lee says you have to have lived here at least 30 days to vote.
That being said, if you're moving within the state from one part of the state to another, there's no problem with you registering at the new address and voting there.
But if you haven't voted in a while, you have to let your county clerk know you want to vote now.
The county clerks don't know what they don't know. If someone moves If a voter isn't active in any way, there's no way for the county clerk to know anything unless voters reach out. So there is certainly some personal responsibility that voters need to take to make sure that they can vote.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 319. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now. We'll check traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, how's the Monday rush?
Well, we've had an accident reported at the intersection of 5600 West and 3500 South. I have definitely seen backups in all directions at that intersection, although I can't see a crash. But there's also construction going on there, so just be aware you could run into some delays. Also, heavy and slow northbound on Bangor Highway approaching 2100 South. But all of your Salt Lake County freeways are actually in pretty good shape except for one spot. And that's westbound I-80, where we've had an accident approaching I-215's west belt. It's been moved out of traffic to the right. I-15 in Utah County, all clear. Steve?
Another new crash, possible injuries in West Valley. This is 3500 West and about 24 South. Another crash in the clearing stages on Redwood Road at 7800 South. That's by the Walgreens in West Jordan. Also seeing wide open speeds, though. I-15 so far, both directions between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exit. Westside Bell northbound 215 looks wide open, as does Legacy and Highway 89. Experience Altitude here on KSL each Friday with Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared toward helping your financial future grow. From Alta Bank, Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast from Grant Lehman.
Sunshine 71 today, about the same tomorrow. Sunny 69, and it's 71 on Wednesday. Also lots of sunshine. A lot cooler on Thursday, only 60 with partly cloudy skies. Mix of sun and clouds on Friday, only 59. And then it cools for the weekend, 62 clouds, rain showers on Saturday, 49 Sunday, rain, and yes, even valley snow showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Snow showers.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
71 degrees in Salt Lake City. Business news next.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback, so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
Diamond hoop earrings, because you love the way she lights up a room.
A sparkling mosaic pendant with shades of pink sapphires, because pink is her favorite color.
A diamond tennis bracelet, because she gives so much and deserves the very best.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Our holiday collection has great gifts from $100 to thousands. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts, like our classic diamond gifts that she'll treasure forever. Our diamond tennis bracelets, solitaire studs, and decorative earring jackets are beautifully designed, made to last a lifetime, and will sparkle from across the room. Come in and unwrap the magic of jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 9. Close Sunday and online at ShaneCo.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Investors and analysts are worried about how Netflix will perform next year. This year has been great for the streaming service. Everybody's stuck at home, but recent reports show the number of new subscribers is slowing. KSL drives demand for used cars, especially trucks, is driving buyers to cruise around the country to buy what they're looking for. CNBC reports they're paying record prices for used vehicles. West Paw is reporting huge jumps in sales with so many people spending more time at home with pets and adopting new ones. The pet supplier reports a 55% jump in sales from May through September compared with last year. Wall Street's a bit pessimistic about a halt in stimulus talks. The Dow fell 410 points today to 28,195. The S&P lost 56. The NASDAQ dropped 192 points. KSL News Time 326. Some airline employees are in trouble, accused of being part of an international smuggling ring.
Current and former Aeroflot Airlines crew members were the couriers, federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said, ferrying more than $50 million worth of stolen iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches from the United States into Russia. The indictment said four of the defendants obtained the devices and turned them over to Aeroflot crew members for transport without the required export authorizations. The State Department has revoked more than 100 visas of Aeroflot employees. If you believe it's acceptable to exploit positions with a foreign airline to smuggle millions of dollars in illegal goods back to Russia, the FBI said, the answer is niet. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster. No virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other. We can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.